The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's going to be on assignment for the rest of the week here. She's in the middle of about 12 big projects that are happening, and I'm trying to help when I can, but it's all on her. I hope that she makes it through the week, you know, frankly, because I have some laundry that needs to be done. Yeah. Okay, no, just kidding. She's listening. She's going to kill me later on today. Hey, welcome to the... Was that cruel? That wasn't nice, was it? It wasn't nice. I'm sorry, honey.
Hey, she knows you're kidding.
She knows that I would only say it when I'm, you know, 10 miles away and sitting inside a studio that's locked.
She'll get you back tomorrow.
No, it'll be today. Hey, today's April 3rd at 7:06 in the morning. News is brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's here. Good morning,
buddy.
Good
morning.
I might have to pull those shades down before it blinds us this morning. How are you doing? What national day is it today?
National Burrito Day.
Oh, no. No, don't say that.
Yeah.
No. Wow. National Burrito Day. Oh, my guest is over here. Let me see. Dami Lola? Am I getting that close?
Close.
Okay. He's over there left. Do you like burritos?
I love burritos.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. Good. Another thing we have in common, besides our dancing ability. Okay. Hey, the weather is going to be beautiful today with a high near 67, sunny. Tomorrow, a high near 71. It'd make it a little bit windy out there. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. Sunday, it's going to have some, you know, chance of showers. And the temperatures are dropping. Monday, slight chance of showers. Tuesday, mostly sunny. And Wednesday, sunny with a high near 77. So it looks like we're breaking into the sunshine part of our world. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They really treat their customers well. There are high levels of integrity in this company, and I can't say enough about the Kenny family. They have discounts besides for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans that can help other people maybe have a little problem getting their propane bills paid. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Dame Lola Afolabi.
Yes, sir.
Is that close enough? I mean, tell me. No, I don't want to get close. Give me the scoop.
So it is Dame Lola.
Dame Lola.
Afolabi.
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 Yes.
And you are with...
Ejoya. Yes.
That may be the easiest one.
Yes, Ejoya.
Okay. Okay, Tommy. I saw a big article about you. I think in Joy Magazine.
Yes, sir.
Is that it?
Yes.
Tell us who you are.
So, my name is Dami Lola Afolabi. I am the founder of Ejoya, where culture meets community and joy. I'm a Nigerian international. I've been living in Reading for 6 years now, and I'm so excited to be here this morning.
I was pulling the shade down, but I was listening. So, how'd you get here?
Oh, that's a long story.
How'd you get to Reading? I can go in. I'm going someplace in the world, and let me see, Paris, Istanbul, New York, Reading. Yes, Reading.
Yes. It's a long story. If I start now, I might have to do like six parts to get.
Well, give me the
condensed version.
Give me the Reader's Digest.
Long story short, I was working in TV and film back in Nigeria. I was doing that for 4 years, and then I had an opportunity to go study executive producing in LA with some group of producers who were inviting people from all over the world to learn about the trade in Hollywood. And so I was there. I was in LA for 6 months, went back to Nigeria. Uh-huh. So it was a friend that I met in LA that told me about an opportunity here to learn about acting with a conservatory here. Conservatory. See, my Nigerian accent gets in the way sometimes.
what was this organization?
So, it was by Fabiano Altamira and David Neronia. So it was called, BCA, Bethel Conservatory of Arts.
Okay.
So that was what brought me here. And then I got trained in drama for 3 years. So getting here, that just made me, I just fell in love with the city. Yeah. And going out and seeing the outdoors and just being my Nigerian self, because as a Nigerian, everywhere you go, it's just this happiness about us. We just want to connect with people and we want to dance. So I go here and I was like, where do people dance here? And I was like, we don't really dance a lot like that. I was like, okay, I need to bring a dance party here. And I just started the idea of organizing dance parties to bring people to connection and getting people into contact with my culture, our culture, and just connecting through that.
Okay.
Hey, when he was on the Enjoy Show, he was talking about going to parties in Reading, and everybody was wearing shorts and stuff, and he would go all dressed up and looking for the dance party. Like, where's the party?
Oh.
And nobody was dancing, so that was cool.
That's true. You know, in fact, we do our best to limit dancing in Reading, it appears. We open up dance places, you know, and then they get closed down. I don't know why this is. So I can't wait to see your Nigerian country Western dance. You know, with cowboy boots and your Nigerian two-step.
As a matter of fact,
you have one.
Yeah. The fun thing is when I go here, I just loved the culture. And if you look at my pictures recently, I find a fine blend between my Nigerian fashion and the cowboy fashion. So you see me rocking cowboy boots and hats and, you know,
yeah.
I enjoy it. I love the culture. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know, the way we look at it, is if somebody wants to look cowboy, we encourage it. I mean, you know, people in the rodeo and, you know, in the Western lifestyle and things like this. And because if people want to enjoy that and wear the boots and the hat, even if their hat's on backwards, which has happened, you know, help them with their hat, enjoy them, and welcome them into that cowboy culture. You don't have to have a horse and 1,000 cattle to enjoy the cowboy culture and what it stands for. So it's really cool what you just said.
Yes, sir. There.
No, I like it. Have you ever gone to the rodeo here?
No, but
you are. I've got tickets for
all
you.
Right.
Yeah, I've got a ticket for you and a buddy. I'm giving you two tickets to
okay.
the Reading Rodeo.
And there is a dance party after.
There's a dance.
Oh no,
it is some serious dancing afterwards.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So we'll make sure this happens. I don't know. Do we have those tickets yet? We don't have the Reading Rodeo tickets yet, but when we get them, I'm going to write myself a note. You write me a note, two tickets
on it.
Okay, I'm going to get my get up ready now.
you've got till May 14th.
Okay,
and then it starts. Okay,
let me go get some boots and bandanas.
All right, I'm here with Dammy Afolabi.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
From Ejoya.
Ejoya, yes.
Dance company and
it's a non-profit.
It's a non-profit dance company, and he's from Nigeria, and he's got such a great attitude. Friendly guy. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. I can feel it. Can you feel it? Come on over. Down to the corner of my sisters and my brothers. Of every different color. Don't you feel that sunshine? Telling you the whole time things will be.
be all right. Trying to find a better life. Come on, come on. Down to the corner of my sisters and my brothers. There for one another, won't you? Come on, come on. Man, I know you wanna let yourself go.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Yeah, that's right. Here comes Rawhide. So start calling us for those very, very special tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. Okay. Give us a call, 530-605-4567, and score some tickets or get a chance to win tickets. These tickets are tight out there. So we've got two for... In fact, we may have more, but no, two for Friday, two for Saturday, and two for Sunday. So you'll be entered into a drawing. We're going to do it April 11th, so you have plenty of time to get your tickets and get down there. So just call us, 530-605-4567. Yeah, and you can enter as many times as you want. There you go. And I just want to remind everybody that the Reading Grange is having a spaghetti fundraiser to benefit their scholarship fund and give a couple grand to a couple of local people once they're going off to college. It's going to be this Saturday at the Grange on Cedars Road there. Eat in, take out, or drive in a drive-through. Spaghetti with meatballs, salad, and garlic bread, $18 per person, $8 per child under 12. You can just drive through there, and they'll give you your container and your helping a local kid go to college. And that's going to be Saturday, April 5th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Reading Grange at 4850 Cedars Road. And I'm here with Damilola Afolabi, and he's representing Ijoya, which is a dance company. And tell us about the dance company, though.
Okay, so Ijoya started as an offshoot of an event called Afro-Latino Night,
right.
We started 4 years ago, and we're running the project for about 4 years, and then there was a necessity to evolve it into a non-profit, because the heart of it was to use dance to bridge cultural divides and connect families together, and I felt like it was a cause worth pursuing within the North State, because it is very, very crucial to create a space where people can build relationships and bond and see the uniqueness of who they are, and that way our economy, our community can grow towards unity and love. So that's what led to the evolution of the birth of Ijoya.
Okay.
Yes.
And now, how does Ijoya work? I mean, do you find a place, or how do you do this?
So right now we have an event called Afro Latino Nights,
right.
First Fridays, that is at the heart of downtown.
Yes.
So it's all about it's a place where cultures meet, and we bring the global experience of dance through food, music, storytelling, and people of all ages. It's a cross generational experience. So that's the mainstay of Ijoya. But we also have other programs that we do, dance workshops. We did that last year called The Happy Place, and we bring people to teach them how to dance from inside out, how to enjoy. People who have fear of dancing, who get stuck up when they hear, oh, it's time to dance. Like, I don't know. There's a way to go about it where you can, let go of your fears and enjoy the play of moving. So we also have that. And, we're hoping to introduce more programs
Well, another way of, helping people that are afraid to dance is margaritas. No, haven't you seen that? No. Dos margaritas.
I know. So I understand that, but one of the things I encourage is you don't need booze to actually get loose.
I'm just saying that works for some people.
I know.
Okay, now tell me the day, time, and location that this is going to be.
Yes, so Afro Latino Night is first Fridays, but the one coming up this Friday, April 4th, at the Food Truck Park, 1552 Plaza Street.
Okay, wait a minute. April, it'll be this Friday.
This Friday.
At the Food Truck Park.
The Food Truck Park.
Great.
Yeah.
And what time does it start?
6:30
6:30 p.m. Now, so I show up there. Had my two margaritas already.
Uh-huh.
And what's going to happen?
So you find me there with big energy, getting the crowd together to dance. I'll be teaching salsa, merengue, afrobeat, cumbia, like dances from all around the world. You have a DJ playing wonderful music, energetic, good vibes, sound from the stage. And you have food from diverse food vendors, cultural food vendors from town. And there's drinks too. And there's beautiful people. You have toddlers. You have older people. You have young people. So it's just a great place for good vibes.
There you go. We need that. You know, all this time we have lived here. We live within walking distance of the food court park, whatever that's called. What is that, library park? And yet we have yet to go there. We listen to the music, you know, because we're that close.
Oh yeah,
it's a good band out there. But we haven't gone down there, and we slap ourselves every time, you know, Thursday. It used to be every Thursday. It may still be every Thursday during the summer. But, okay, so that's going to be this week, April 4th. It's going to be down in the Library Park, the food truck location.
The park.
The park there. Right there behind the hotel. Whatever that hotel is.
Lorenz,
thank you. Starts at 6:30. Yes, it's free.
It is free. Family friendly, and it is free.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So, and yeah. You seem like a very friendly, energetic young man. You're loving this, aren't you?
I love this. I love seeing smile on people's faces. I love coming into spaces, big or small, and just bringing joy. You know, that's just I enjoy doing that.
Oh, good. Well, I think this could be a good time. And like I said, during the break, we were talking about Glowing Wild, which is going to open on the 4th also. But it's going to go through, I think, June 5th.
June 8th.
Yes. And this, we went there last night, Linda and I and a few friends. They had a media night and friends and family night. And let me tell you, my friends, Glowing Wild this year is the best. I think it's the best of all. You know, we have the Garden of Lights, which is great, 2 million lights. And last year they had Glowing Wild, and that was cool. But this year, Glowing Wild is fantastic. The Year of the Snake. Wow. And when you go there and you walk through, take your time and just walk through and see everything. They've got animatronics going on there. They've got bubble machines. They have, they have an octopus. They have this orange, huge octopus, all lights and everything. We were just blown away by it last night, and I just heartily recommend you get there. You're going to really like it, and the kids are going to love it. They've got these things that you can stand on, and then when you stand on it, they have three eagles, and when you stand on this lighted circle, the eagles start flying, their wings start moving. I mean, it is just, this is really good.
Sounds like magic.
It is. And when you go there, you're going to love it because you are an artist. You're an exuberant, happy person. You're going to dance your way through there.
I'm looking
forward
to that.
Bring somebody there that can show it. You can be dancing around the octopus. You can dance through the maze of the dragon. You can dance, it's around the leopards. I mean, there's just everything.
Wow.
I'd love to see that too, because I'm sure you're very much of an, expressionist, get out there and you take your energy from the things around you.
Yes.
You're going to love it. So, and you can send me a video of it.
I will.
Okay. All right. Damaloa,
yes, sir.
Afalabi, and from Ejoya, this dance group and just a way of expressing himself through dance and bringing dance and the sharing of our cultures together.
Yes.
And it's going to be this Friday, tomorrow, at the food truck park. It's going to start at 6:30. There's going to be food from all over the world.
And music from all over the world.
Music. And
I'll be teaching dance.
And you'll be teaching dance. Yes, this is great.
And it's all free.
And it's all free.
The food is free.
No, the food, you pay for the food because there's different food trucks.
The rest is free.
You pay for the food. Everything else is being put together by Danny. Well, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, sir.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate your enthusiasm, your exuberance, and you're a happy guy. Or a joyful person is what I should say, that wants to share your joy with other people of all cultures.
Of all cultures.
Yes. Yeah, that's what makes it right.
Yeah, I think it's important, and I think our world needs it. I think every day we because there's so much that we deal with. There's so much work. There's so much stress, and when you just have that opportunity to just unwind and let your hair down, why not do it? Just have a good time.
You know how I dance, right? I'm the AWB. That's my dancing. AWB.
AWB.
Yeah, what? Average white boy. That's why I need the two margaritas. Oh, okay. All right. Hey, we got to take a break. Coming back, we got Ambets joining us right after the break. Hey, have a great time down there Friday. And you know what, my friends? You know, first of all, it's going to be a really nice evening. Head on down there and open yourself up to something new. And I think you're going to have a good time. This is a fine young man.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha. Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
With the stars and stripes, an eagle flies.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460. Unapologetic. Proud to be American. Yep. Proud to be an American. Proud to have served my country. Proud to live in a place like Reading that values patriotism and doing the right thing. From a young man from Nigeria that's here that loves Reading to people that are born and raised in Reading that love Reading. That's, you know, that's their connection. That's one of the connections they have, living in North State. 7:34 in the morning here on the 3rd of April. Today, impactful conversations at the Reading Library today from 6 to 7 p.m. They're having Not My Kid, Preventing and Responding to Youth Substance Use. At from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Reading Teen Center, they're having impactful conversations with our kids about cannabis and other drugs. And this is open to everybody to go on down there. If you're concerned about your child maybe being introduced to substance that are not good for him or her, this may be a way to go down and find out and be able to ask questions to an expert by the name of Kriya Lenzayan, who is a licensed mental health and addictive therapist and certified prevention specialist. It doesn't hurt, you know, maybe there's signs that you haven't picked up on, or maybe you're starting to go through this. What do you do? How do you talk to your kids? This is a good way to do it. From 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Reading Teen Center, and then from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Reading Library Community Room. I'm here with Dave Cockrell. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And you got your AMVETS.
Yes, it's American Veterans, known as AMVETS.
Yeah, American Veterans.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
Okay, well, what we're doing, we're trying to get to revive the post. And how you do it is we need to have members. And, you know, the dues are, what, $42 a year. What is the benefits of being into a veteran organization? Right now, there's so many bills that are going to be affecting veterans in California as well as national. And the list is so large that I think I have about 4 pages of bills that are coming up. As you know of one, Carl, that's SB 53, is it?
Yeah.
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 But that isn't the only one.
There's
That's about the retirement.
The taxes.
The taxes.
Yeah.
But that isn't the only one. They have
Wait a minute. What we're talking about here is California is what, the last state that still taxes?
Taxes, yeah.
Taxes a retirement for a veteran.
Yeah.
And so what they're saying is they're going to excuse the first 25,000.
I think it's down to 20.
It could be because they keep cutting it down. The first 20,000 of your retired pay, and if you make less than 130,000 or something like that, you know, your overall finances. If you make more than 135,000, I think you don't fall under this. But if you make under that, the first $20,000 will be exempt from taxes.
Yeah, that isn't the only one. I'm getting so many legislation that's coming in, I can't really almost keep up. One is the VA updates on the California Veterans News, and this is the California Senate Military and Veterans Affairs Committee will be hosting a public hearing. So what does that do when you join a veteran organization? Well, we lobby for you. And it's if you want to keep any of your benefits, or if you want to help veterans, you have to belong to a veteran organization. And you have what? Air American Legion, the VFW, DAV, Disabled American Veterans, and you also have AMVETS. And right now, I know in May, we're supposed to go down to Sacramento and lobby. That's where we go down and get folders, and we walk around the representative and say, here's bills that are affecting veterans. We'd like to have the representative support those bills. So you know, that's one of the advantages of belonging to a veteran organization. You're a voice not only in this California, but also Washington, D.C. Anything that's affecting veterans, we have the national commanders going up there talking to Congress. And I have several recordings of national commanders actually speaking to Congress on behalf of veterans. And that's where you get it. The more, more people you have behind you, the bigger your voice is. And if I go up there and talk about something that has to do with veterans, they're going to ignore me. But when you have the department commander or the national commander going up to Congress or in the state of California or have our lobbyists, which is backed by a lot of veterans, they listen to that. And that's what's so important about belonging. I know today, tonight, we're going to have our AMVETS meeting at the Veterans Hall on 1605 Saddle Trail. That's not a saddle. That's my address. You don't want to come to my address.
Well, I've been to your address. I mean, so
it's, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's Yuba Street. It's right next to the old post office.
It's the it's the Veterans Hall there that the Ready Rancheria is spending $400,000 or $300,000 to put a new roof on.
Well, was that still, well, that's what we hear. I think there's something else going on, but that's
no, they've been officially have given the check, and it's been accepted by the Board of Supervisors that to put the put $300,000 into the roof of the Veterans Hall, and then another $100,000 to help the Shasta County Veterans Service Office make their move across the street.
I'm going to be checking into that. That's what some of the things we do. We make sure that the veterans are being taken care of. So,
I kind of think it's going to happen. At least, okay, the money's been given.
Right.
I'm not sure what the Board of Supervisors are going to do with it. They'll find
somebody. They have to give it. They have to do what the money was given. It's like a grant.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And the roof has been worked on. So
I know. They've worked on it before. I was surprised that they were going to have to redo it because I thought they had redone that roof a while ago, but maybe they haven't. So
yeah,
anyway.
Well, anyway, moving on. But, you know, by being longing, you have a voice. And that's important. That's more important.
And that's the big thing. Like, I don't go to meetings or anything. We were just talking about, not you and me, but people last night. I said, I don't join things because I don't go to things because I'm busy. So, but like AMVETS and the American Legion and VFW, I don't mind joining those because I don't have to do anything. However, there's millions of us that do belong to these organizations. Mm-hmm. Who then go to D.C. and lobby for veterans' rights.
Yeah. The biggest thing we have right now, the problem with the suburban posts, most of your veterans are in the metropolitan area. That's where the big people come to meetings and do a lot of work sometimes. Our post does a lot for veterans and the nursing homes.
Uh-huh.
We visit them maybe twice a year. And also we have programs. One is the hearing aids for children. The other one is they have a bear that they have for children. Also, AMVETS 1, that they visited us, Reading, and that has to do with suicide. And AMVETS was one of the first organizations that took that on as a policy to try to make the public aware how many suicides are being committed by veterans, which is sad. I think that's a one-time ticket when you do a suicide, and I hate to see veterans doing suicide. So, and the other one we have is the Americanism, which is for kindergarten all the way through high school. And is the owner one, when they write the essay, if they're picked, they're able to go to Spirit America, which is Valley Forge, and that's an outstanding program. So we need bodies to help us do these programs. Because eventually what's going to happen, if we close or we don't have enough people, these programs are not going to be available in Northern California.
That's right.
So that's why it's important to have some, you know, bodies, worky bees, I call them. Because, you know, I'm getting up there in age, almost 80, so.
Well, you know what? We've got to find a way to tap into our war on terror.
Yes.
Veterans, because they're all in their 30s.
Yeah, the other 40s. Thing is, I don't think they realize that we are actually family orientated. We're, you know, it's like, we have what's junior programs, which allows the younger to be able to, join or be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I said, we're family. And that's one of the things I don't think, we brought out to a lot of the public. But right now, was it May, we're supposed to go down and lobby for these bills, and there's a lot of them that are going to be affecting. I think I got a list of, about 4 pages of bills, and I just got one.
Is this in California?
This is California.
And it impacts on veterans?
Impacts on veterans. And then another one, I just got one from Vietnam, which they didn't send it to me. They sent it to another individual that forwarded to me, and there's a whole bunch of they're doing it, they're going to be doing it, maybe. So all these veteran organizations actually do something.
Of course they do. I mean, and they also are called on to give expert testimony on how it affects people and how it affects veterans. I think that's one of the main reasons that Agent Orange has been finally identified, a decade ago, of how it's still killing people. And, I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving. If you served in Vietnam and you could have been on a ship off the coast of Vietnam and Agent Orange got you. And, you know, so it's organizations like AMVETS and American Legion and several others, VFW groups, you know, that, they go there and say, you can't just forget us.
Yeah. Well, a lot of...
We got to take a break here. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Maximum Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. One division is for insurance, the other one for financial management. And Judy Maxwell knows what she's doing. She's been helping people since 1993. You know, with all that's going on with the insurance, every day I hear another insurance horror story. You need to talk to somebody that understands insurance, how to get you insurance, how to achieve, you know, safety and insurance for your family, your property, your stuff. And that's Judy Maxwell and her team. For a free review and evaluation, give her a call at 530-221-0441 or go on by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Set up an appointment. You won't be sorry. And we do business with Judy, and she is very, very conscientious, and you really feel like you're being taken care of. Maximum Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Dave Cockrell and the AmVets.
You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right, and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Eurobungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. So, welcome back, everybody. 7:51 in the morning here on the 3rd of April. And think about purchasing an electric vehicle and renting an electric utility. Has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle with the charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we don't know how much longer those federal rebates may be available. So you may want to, if you're thinking about getting an electric car, you might want to check it out, or an electric vehicle, check that out. I'm here with Dave Cockrell from Ambits, and we're talking about there's a number of bills going, working their way through, California legislature and others. One about taxing you less, not completely wiping out the tax, but taxing you less on your retired pay. You know, I think California's the only state that still taxes retired pay total, 100%.
Yeah, there's other bills that are affecting the VA and also,
what about that?
Well, I haven't read into it, but it has to do with property tax exemption for disabled veterans. There's three separate bills. And also,
if you're 100% disabled, don't you get a percentage off on your,
a certain percentage, that's
off
correct.
Off your property tax, right?
Yeah, I'm 100%, but so is my wife, so, yes.
So does that count, is that a twofer, or did you just do it once?
No, it's, continuous as long as you're...
I mean, does it count for you and your wife?
Well, it was first for my wife, who was 100%. And then, of course, when she passed, I was 100%.
Yeah.
So,
okay, got it.
So that's a certain percentage goes off.
Okay.
So, but the biggest thing is if we don't have veterans or people that are eligible for AMBIS stepping up, the programs in Northern California will be gone because that's what's doing it. So the local veterans that are actually doing at AMBIS are doing these programs. And so I hate to see them go. You know, like we had two national winners for the American Legion, not American America, AMBETS essay contest.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing because I went all the way back to national.
Yeah.
So, and they got some prizes for it. The students did. So that's what one of the programs we're doing. And I'd like to see more participation in that. And so if you have children and you are veteran eligible, if you join, it's not that we do favorites, but you can help those programs survive. And that's one of the things I like to see, because that, you know, going back to Valley Forge, to me, I went back there with not a sponsor, but
I thought you fought there.
Huh?
I thought you fought there.
Pretty close.
Okay.
So I had family, so. But yes, and that is a very important program. I associate with that as American Legion's Boy State. That's equivalent to it. It's a leadership program.
Which again,
what it is.
I think what you're, and there's so many programs out there that are important, and it's to educate the youth of America.
Right.
However, we need more people that are younger
to participate
and younger. I mean, where are our war and terror men and women? Because, you know, they're all in their 30s, 40s, 30s and 40s.
So this is a family-oriented organization.
And, you know, I know that VFW Post 1934 has got a couple young guys in there. And and it's amazing when you get a couple younger people in there or two or three, that it helps re-energize. Our Shasta Marines and friends, we're bringing in younger people now, and we're gonna start handing stuff off to them as we age out. You have to. And if you don't, then the things that you've earned, here's the thing that torched my jaws. Veterans have earned a lot of benefits. They've earned them. They put their lives on the line. They've come home with parts missing. They've earned it. And yet our politicians have a tendency to forget that, and when there's places to cut, they'll look over there about cutting some of those. You know, the vast majority of our representatives, be it state or federal, have never served a day in the military.
They don't realize that.
They have no concept. And this is what AMVETS, American Legion, a variety of other veterans groups do, is just say, look, this is what you promised. You can't not deliver it.
Yes, but the thing you have to remember, I think some veterans sued the government for what they promised when you served. And the government came back, yes, you were promised it, but it wasn't put in stone. Therefore, it's denied.
Yeah. Well.
So that's one of the things. But the other thing is, a lot of veterans, when we serve, we're property of the government. And a lot of times the government doesn't tell us what we're exposed to. You know, I served twice on Guam. They didn't tell me that they were using Agent Orange on Guam.
They use Agent Orange in Okinawa.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's what
to keep control of the fence lines.
So, and, you know, I could go on and on, but I think if you want to know what the AMVETS does, come out tonight at 6 o'clock at the Veterans Memorial Hall and sit down. You're a guest, and you could bring your family. I know the commander there, he would love to have people come in and be a guest and see what we do.
Sure.
And some of the programs we do. And I like to save these programs. And the only way we can save them for the youth is by have participation.
Hey, how do people get a hold of you via, I mean, do you have a, I mean, does AMVETS have a website or, you know, for a local
no,
AMVETS?
I think,
have a Facebook page?
My biggest problem is being in naval security. I frown on a lot of this media stuff.
You need to get a Facebook page so you can start reaching thousands.
Well, I've been talking to other veterans organizations, say we have to get up to the
at least the 1990s.
Right. Yeah. But it isn't that I don't know about them or get on them.
But there's other people. Like David would set you up a Facebook page, wouldn't you, Dave?
About 20 minutes of work.
It's 20 minutes. And he will set you up. I pay for it, so you don't have to even pay for it. I'll pay for it. We'll get you a Facebook page for AMVETS, for our local American Legion, or, you know, that kind of stuff, so people can start seeing it. Then, well, you know, you have other veterans like it and share it.
Yeah.
And so at least people can say, hey, here's the
meeting. The other thing is, we when you do a Facebook page, you have to put up local what we've been doing. And
David, there's always reasons not to do something. Are going to do it.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
We've got to run. Being a colonel, I guess I have to say.
You know, the last two words.
Wilco.
The last two words out of your mouth is, yes, sir.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, there you go. We're going to make it happen, buddy.
All right.
And we got to run. Hey, when we come back from the news, we've got our mayor, Jack Munz, is joining us. And, gosh, you know, when he became mayor, it was like the hornet's nest opened. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street is plunging this morning, rattled by President Trump's reciprocal tariffs on America's trading partners.
We will establish a minimum baseline tariff of 10%. You notice that on the chart. And that'll be on other countries to help rebuild our economy and to prevent cheating. So we're going to have a minimum of cheating, and we're going to be very severe on the people that at the gate that watch the tariffs and watch the product coming in, because there's been a lot of bad things happening at the gate.
Mr. Trump says the higher tariffs will supercharge American manufacturing while boosting tax revenue, although some economists are concerned about the possibility of recession. The European Union, among trading partners, promising a stern response to the higher levies. Federal judge will hold a hearing this afternoon over the recent deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members.
Last month, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg imposed a two-week ban on deportations of accused members of the Tren de Aragua gang. He issued the pause to consider a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's use of an 18th century law. Boasberg is now probing whether the administration violated that order by failing to return two deportation flights that were in the air at the time he issued the order. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At least three deaths, two in Tennessee and one in Missouri, blamed on strong storms that raked parts of the South as well as the Midwest overnight. Fierce winds, tornadoes, and flooding rains. And power outages extended from Mississippi north to Michigan. Several hundred thousand people left without power. Forecasters say the severe weather is far from over. And watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 1,560 points. The NASDAQ is off 982. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Kirk, I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? Mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions. Many people are left stuck and exhausted trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you feel this way, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and lost 40 pounds. I feel great and have kept it off. If you are ready to make a change for life, call 855-696-2020. That is 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020. And mention the word healthy. Visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It works, everybody. Check it out at myphdweightloss.com.
African Union mediators have arrived in South Sudan. They're hoping to avert a new civil war in the violence-racked nation.
The African Union delegation has an extremely tough job on its hands as it tries to get President Salva Kiir and his rival Riek Machar to put the country before their own desire for power. Mr. Kiir has been under huge pressure, partly because South Sudan's economy is so reliant on oil. It's exported via a pipeline which runs through neighbouring Sudan, but the civil war there has severely disrupted South Sudan's oil revenues, and this has made the country even more unstable and vulnerable to political turmoil.
The BBC's Will Ross. The death toll from the massive earthquake that hit Myanmar nearly a week ago has risen to 3,085, and the search and rescue teams find more bodies in the rubble. The military-led government says another 4,700 people have been injured, and 341 are unaccounted for. News and analysis at townhall.com. The murder trial of an illegal alien begins this week in Maryland.
A jury is now seated in the trial of the illegal immigrant who is accused of killing Rachel Morin in Harford County. The panel of 10 men and 2 women, plus 6 alternates, will hear the case against Victor Martinez Hernandez in the country illegally from El Salvador. He is charged with the rape and murder of Morin, a mother of 5, in August of 2023. Opening statements in the trial will be delivered on Friday.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Air traffic controllers at Washington, D.C.'s Ronald Reagan National Airport will be offered crisis counseling. There will also be additional supervision after a fight broke out in the air traffic control tower. And there was another alarming near miss that came some 2 months after that mid-air collision between a passenger jet and Army helicopter that left 67 people dead. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, Linda, is going to be on assignment for the next few days in the middle of like 12 different projects that are coming together for rodeos and women's organizations and all this kind of stuff. So you got me. And today, of course, is the 3rd of April, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'll be giving away a couple of tickets to Glowing Wild. We went last night, and let me tell you, Glowing Wild is worth it. It is absolutely worth it. Your kids are going to love it. You're going to love it. It is 2 million lights, and it's things you haven't seen before. It's the Year of the Snake. The Chinese calendar. But they've got everything in there, including this huge octopus, orange octopus. And it's hard to describe. I put some photos on Facebook, and I'll put more on today to kind of give you an idea, but the photos do not do it justice. So I'm just, and it's going to start April 4th, and it's going to go to, I think, June 6th. And, by the way, I'm just going to give away 2 tickets right now to the first caller at 530-605-4567. The weather, our weather is going to be beautiful, too. So with the sunny and warm through the weekend, and I'll have a little bit more on the weather when I come back. Oh, well, I can do it right now. Sunny tonight. It's going to be about 45, so it's going to be nice. And it's going to be nice this weekend with highs near 71 and lows in the high 40s. Sunday we start getting maybe a chance of showers, and Sunday night showers. But Monday a slight chance of showers, and it goes sunny again, and it's going to be sunny through next Wednesday with highs near 77. It's going to be beautiful out there at Glowing Wild, and like I said, the first person, and I think people are calling right now, are going to get 2 tickets for that. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned company. It's been in the business for 30 years. And it's the third generations of Kinneys that are in this family. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And sitting across from me is the reduced version of Mayor Jack Munns.
Good morning. Good morning,
Jack. You got to get another photo into the whatever they're using over there at the Record Searchlight. You're looking great, man.
Thank you so much.
Well, is this what public life does for you?
No, this is what
you have massive diarrhea. What is this, working for the government?
No, the deal is trying to get rid of my type 2 diabetes.
Well, that'll do it.
So my numbers are back in the normal range, and
there you go, buddy.
Feeling better.
Look great. Well, good. Well, okay, so you became mayor.
I did.
And you
December
knew,
3rd.
December 3rd. And you knew there was going to be a $5 million deficit facing us. At least that's what they said around that. And I've seen some statements you've been making lately. So, but how, what is the, what, when you have a $5 million budget deficit in a town of 98,000, I mean, that's a huge thing.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, budgets, do you know anything about craps, playing craps?
Playing craps?
Yeah.
Well, I've been known to get on the paper now and then.
Yeah. Well, budgets kind of like craps. You're budgeting on what you think is going to come the next year.
Right.
So we've been going with 2.75, I believe is the number, through the last 4 or 5 years. And then we were building up. We wanted to open Station 9 for the fire department. We wanted to open up Beat 8. So we were kind of booming up with the fire guys and the police guys, and, you know, and then the bottom fell out.
Now, our sales tax, this is all based off our sales tax, if I understand this right.
Well, it's three different. It's, well, property tax is doing reasonably well.
Okay.
TOT is flattened out, and then sales tax.
Yeah, sales tax has been going down a little bit, and when you have, when your TOT, which is, your tax on people coming here. Tax on transients.
Hotel rooms.
If that levels out, that, you know, even though it may be close to the same, everything else is going up.
Correct.
Prices of everything going up. And that's what's caused, and that essentially is what caused the deficit.
Yeah. So the deficit really is we have, as a city council, about $85 million of discretionary funds.
Right.
And out of those discretionary funds, there is still some revenues that need to be paid, unfunded liabilities, all these sorts of things. But police and fire are the main recipients of those funds.
Mm-hmm.
So when the budget goes down, they're kind of the, I hate to say the first to go, but they're the, kind of like the first that we reduce. And then when budgets come back up, they're the first to be made whole again, generally speaking.
Well, since everybody that runs for office, everybody that I've noticed in the last 15 years, talks about public safety being the primary requisite for a city, public safety, police, and fire. If when they start having a deficit, then we start drawing down on the one thing that everybody agrees on.
Yep.
Well, there's nothing, nowhere else in city government that can be.
Well, remember, we can't reduce REU. Those aren't general funds. We can't reduce a lot of the other departments. They're not general fund. We're talking $5 million budget shortfall on the general fund.
Right, but
so, like, let's
like
just,
what city departments don't fall under the general fund?
Well, REU doesn't.
Okay.
Department services does. So we've been, over the last year and a half, we've been reducing the city clerk's office.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say, for example, like I mentioned to Mike, we took away everything in the city clerk. That would come out to about 1.5% of our, not our $5 million, but our general fund budget.
Okay.
There's six girls in there that I know of that I see on a regular basis. Every single one of them has a very specific job that will be a detriment to the city if we lose one of those. But we've been reducing those. We've reduced park and rec people, maintenance people. We reduced the only one that I know of that's up to speed is the attorney's office. But every other department services, have all been reduced. And the police and fire, we've lost through attrition. You know, we're not laying off people.
No, I understand that. As they retire or get injured and stuff like
injuries,
that.
Injuries. Right. We've
just
had a couple
not refilling them.
Didn't pass probation. You know.
Yeah.
So we're at 110, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We're a few short of that because we have some people on injuries.
Right.
So, but we'll have some, we'll be back up to 114 with grant funds. We have a tobacco guy. We have two school resource officers and one DUI officer. So
yeah, the DUI officer, we were talking about him yesterday when the sergeant came in, that he is a grant.
Yep.
And, but we can't count on, as you know.
It's sold 2028, I think it is.
Okay, 2028?
I think so.
Well, that's cool. But as good as that is, and does this, but we can't count on grants.
Correct.
So I guess the big question is, what can we do as a city to increase our tax?
Well, I mean
our tax receipts.
there is a petition out there.
Okay, hang on for that. I'm going to take an early break because we're going to get into this one. I don't want to take a break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank, local board of directors, 4 branches. One in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, 1 right down the street from me, thank God, and 1 in Anderson. As you heard, they're going to be merging with Plumas Bank, which is going to increase the number of banks to up to 19, ranging from Reno, Nevada, all the way down, of course, to here in Redding. Same great service. I think of Cornerstone Community Bank as the Cheers of banks. We do our business and personal banking with Cornerstone. Can't say enough about them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Mayor Jack Munns.
The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy with lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State, and Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bob. Good morning, everybody. 8:18 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You're not going to be sorry that you went down there. Why? Well, it's the only full-service jewelry store in the city. It's got stone cutters. It's got the watch repairman that can totally repair your watch or rebuild it. Batteries, easily just walk in, get a battery, and walk out. But their selection of jewelry is extensive, beautiful, and at very fair prices. They've been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row, and there's a reason for it. Been there 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. Great people at Four Winds Jewelry, the only place we shop for jewelry in town. And trust me, Linda is an expert on jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. I'm here with Mayor Jack Munns, who is at his fighting weight, which is good for this year.
Yes, sir.
You should interview into that, you know that. We're having a boxing competition here. Was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. You know, Kimberly Johnson and Michelle Nystrom. That's going to be the fight of the night. Trust me. They're both ready for it.
Just remember, I'm not a SWAT guy. I'm a hostage negotiator.
They may need you. Okay, we're talking about, you know, the deficit. And one of the things that Jack has pointed out, don't let me put words in your mouth, the police and the fire that are treating naturally. Nobody's
Correct.
Getting laid off.
Correct.
That way, nobody else, and after going through, and I assume from what you said, going through every division in the city, that they're cut to the core now.
There's cuts everywhere, and I left you a piece of paper where you can look at later, and these are based on the 2023 numbers.
Okay.
So we lost basically people in every department, except right now I think we're full staffed on attorneys and one other one I can't remember, but the ones that are general fund, you know, departments, development services, clerk's office, park and rec, in the office, and also in the courtyard, or these are development, they're grant fund, not grant funded, but general fund participants. The admin office, the Barry's office, he's down. We're down a city assistant city manager. So, but when we lose those positions,
you just don't fill them.
Right. But I mean, just say we take all of those, I mean, that's going to be 5% of our 100 million. I mean, you know, it's a huge challenge, and it's a huge strain on the city, because when I ran in 2020, the big thing was homelessness, then crime. 2022, it was crime, then homelessness.
Well, they're so interrelated.
Yeah. I mean, they are, but I mean, it was interesting to see the flip-flop.
Yeah.
And everybody, I don't hear a whole lot of people talking about homelessness as much as they do crime. I think our police department does a great job. We have great guys. And but what are we going to do if we have to do? So 85%, so we take a little bit from them through attrition, not through layoffs. But if we lay somebody else off, they're losing their total income, they're losing everything right on the spot. So the police who leave still have their income. The retirements or the guys who get off injury still have that income.
Yeah, but layoffs in business, we have to lay people off.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's just the way business is. We have to lay people off to make our bottom line. And it's unfortunate. You don't want to.
Yep.
But the government should not be immune to this. It should not be immune to laying people off.
Correct. Well, we've lost a lot of people already. We're down. So what are you going to do? You have three options. We can continue to lay people off.
Which you haven't done yet.
No. Or through attrition. You know,
Right.
I kind of use them synonymously, but they aren't.
Mm-mm.
By any stretch of the
word. They're totally different.
Yeah, totally. So we can continue with the service we have. Our roads are declining. We have 970 miles of roads. Just for an aside note, all of this budget stuff doesn't have anything to do with infrastructure.
Right.
It doesn't cover any infrastructure at all. So when we lose people in any number of ways, you know, it's all going towards the big bulk of the general fund.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then we need more money.
Yeah. Well, like I was just, let me just finish
okay.
my thought there.
Yeah.
We have continued service the way we're going. We can reduce services, which I don't think anybody wants either. We don't want to reduce services. Even with, you know, losing people through trip, we don't want to lose police services. But if we have to lose services, then our everything's going to deteriorate. We can use that extra money to go for infrastructure, which we're going to need. Or, as you're about to say, there's a citizen-led thing about a 1% sales tax increase.
Okay, well, let's address that. This is coming from citizens and not the city council or the board of supervisors.
Correct.
This is a 1 cent.
Correct.
1% or 1 cent?
1%.
1% sales tax that will be used in specific areas.
Correct.
And which means, since it's coming up in this type of format, coming up from the citizens, putting it on the ballot, and if it's approved, the money will be only be able to use. It doesn't go into the, well, I don't know how you do it. It's probably a separate fund, and it's only to be used for infrastructure, fire and police, parks. And I think there's a fourth thing. I don't remember.
Give or take, 12% for fire, 12% for police.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 12% to help the county with their mental health thing that the sheriff wants to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not sure about the rest, but park and recs will be part of it.
But the city council cannot spend that money for anything else. That's the way I understand.
That's the way I understand too. The ordinance is coming from the citizens or from this group.
Yeah.
And it is supposed to be coming over to the city today.
Okay.
For our attorneys to review it and send it back.
So we'll know in a, week or so.
Yeah.
That if it is approved, then they're going to start coming on the shows and start advertising this. The big thing that I understand, and I've talked to some of the leadership of this, is that it takes the money out of the hands of the city council, which... What do we mean by generally speaking?
Well, I think there'll be some part of it that'll be discretionary when we have specific needs. And I think it's a very small amount.
All right. But the main portions of it are going to be allocated for these things, can only be spent on these things, and will be, I imagine, that you're going to have bookkeepers checking on it.
The vast majority of it will be that, correct?
Vast majority. Okay. We'll see what happens with that.
I think like 90% of it will be.
Okay. Now, when you tie that into other things that I've heard Barry say, that we've got like $300 million worth of what? It's not unfunded liabilities, but things that have to be done.
Correct. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, unfunded liabilities is a...
It's not called unfunded liabilities.
Yeah, no, that's
it's
a different thing for
totally
employees.
Different. Yeah. Yeah. Are we in a bad spot here, Mayor?
I mean, I think our best days are ahead. I mean, you hear that all the time. Mm-hmm. I do anyway. And I think that's true. But we're moving through some, when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, we're walking through.
Right.
We're not camping here. We're not staying here.
We're moving through it.
We're moving through.
Yeah.
And that's where we are. We're moving through.
You're getting out of the beaten zone of an ambush right now.
I mean, you've been in battle, and we're in some sort of a financial battle. And I think things are looking up. We have... In my personal opinion, we have great people that work for the city.
Mm-hmm.
We have great people that work in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are full of good people who are creative and do great work. And I just think that people want to come here. People want to live here. It's a beautiful city. I mean, what is not to like about Reading?
We noticed that 17 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just that. It's that you see the downtown is revitalized. You're seeing that it still continues to grow.
Yeah.
But we still need to have things there. Like, we have to have a lot of the homeless and drug issues have been addressed. Not all of them, but they're still being addressed by more and more people. The fact that, the need for a jail, and that, is just paramount.
Huge.
Which would solve probably 30% of the problems with our crime and all that.
Maybe even more.
And then you've got, there's just, but what can the city do to make it easier, for businesses? Because I saw something that talked about raising permitting fees.
Well, I think part of the budget process is what's the old saying, rising tides rises all boats or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
So we might have across everybody, but part of the REU fees and other fees have been voted on in the last year already. Mm-hmm. So those fees are already situated. And if you look, and you, I'm sure you know this, that we have the lowest fees mostly in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Our sales tax is 7.25, the lowest in the state. There's probably, don't quote me, but 10 to 15 other cities that have that. Most of the vast majority of the cities are above that. So our rates are already the lowest in the city. So we're doing a good job of keeping things afloat and moving forward. But there's sometimes, you know, things have to come up.
Sometimes something happens.
But I think with that 1% sales tax, that'll do a go a very long way to raising all the boats and stabilizing what we got going on.
Okay. All right. We're here with Mayor Jack Munch. We've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I've been going to since I moved here in 2007. What a great place. Established in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. Two great barbers, Logan and Tim. I've never had a bad haircut there. And because you can make an appointment, which I do, at 530-244-9478, I have it so it works on my schedule. I can run out of here, get a haircut, come back to work. Or sometimes I just use it as an excuse that I've got a haircut at 1 o'clock and I never come back. It's a great place to get a haircut. It's not a hair salon, men. It's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop. Yeah, they shave around your neck. They do all of those things. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. You'll find it. You'll love it. We'll be right back with Mayor Jack Munns.
Y'all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager, plus a special limited menu from the kitchen. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And rodeo, this city. All right, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Rodeo Central here, Red Bluff Roundup, Reading Rodeo, Cottonwood Rodeo, Bulls and Bronx over at down here in Palisadro coming up here next week. Welcome back to the show. Our guest is Mayor Jack Munns. And, okay, let's talk rodeo. We've been hearing about this lease, Jack, for weeks and months. So where are we? If, and I know what the Rodeo Association thinks, but what does the city think here? When's it going to be ready?
Don't quote me exactly, but I think it'll probably come on the May council meetings.
Okay.
We're doing well. We're making progress. I give Ted and Baron a lot of credit. You know, getting involved in the ad hoc.
Sure.
And, you know, part of the challenge is working over terms. One of my challenges has been I want to see more activity, and what you guys are doing and what we're doing is partnering with Park and Rec to have some programs
Absolutely.
For the kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that just made me happy, and I'm ready and willing to sign. And
okay.
To go
so we're looking at this 25-year lease. Plus two 10-year extensions.
That's my understanding.
And that's the way I understand it. And the idea of doing more down there, we've done more. I say we, it's before my time. I mean, Reba McEntire was there. I mean, they did a concert years and years ago before you and I were around. But having that lease allows the rodeo to build. And I'm not talking expanding their footprint, but redo all the stuff, because we're doing all that stuff ourselves.
There's a lot of
stuff
that's going to happen, and it's not going to be cheap. So
I
commend you guys for being willing to take it on.
Well, it's never cost the city. There's the other. Never, it hasn't cost the city of Reading a cent.
Yeah.
All the work, like every weekend, we're down there putting in ramps and replacing boards and all this kind of stuff.
I don't speak for everybody, but I think it'll be a pretty easy vote.
I would think so at this point.
Yep.
There was some pushback at the beginning.
Which I was one of them.
Yeah.
And I told you my reasons just why. I wanted more, but not necessarily revenue, but more revenue, but more participation. And I'm even more excited than I was before about Park and Rec helping our kids. Part of the things that I ran on early was getting more stuff for our kids. You know, so
right.
I'm very, very happy about that.
You think there's a place on the rodeo committee for a city council member?
I mean, sure. I mean, there's.
I think there is. I would. You know what? Pendleton, which is a small city, has a huge, huge rodeo that goes on for 7-10 days. And I think a member of the city council is on their rodeo committee, so everybody knows what's going on.
I think that's good for information, but it might be a detriment to voting.
Oh, you mean voting?
Well, we have five of us going to vote, and if one's on your council
member. No, I don't mean right now. I'm just something to think about, later on, just so that for information. And this is just Carl talking. This is, I'm not on the board. I've avoided being on any boards because
you're busy enough.
I don't. It's tough enough getting there once a month. Okay, so that's going to be signed. Well, let's talk. Well, that falls into the riverfront project. Where is that?
Well, I mean, that is always part of the challenge of where are we. I mean, a lot of people have speculated. And I use the word speculated because Chris Koutras owns all that property.
Well,
north of
44.
Right.
So that has a
he owns all of it.
Well, from the gas station to where the newer, you know, there's a big couple of brick attorney buildings or whatever.
Yeah.
Right to there. He doesn't own those, but he owns the property under all that.
But that still leaves a lot of other property down there by Turtle Bay and the Civic and all that. That belongs
that's
to the
south.
Yeah, I know, but all that's
owned by us, I think.
Yeah, all that belongs to the city. So the riverfront plan that I've seen, and I've looked at it, I'm not sure which iteration it was. I thought it might be the latest one, has got all these plans to happen.
It's probably been 4 months since I looked at it.
Yeah, well, but it's going to cost buku bucks.
I am not aware, maybe I should have, but I'm not aware of anything vastly on the south side.
Well, they were talking about things like the ones I can remember is like platforms that go out over the water so you can watch the salmon going by, and then, I don't know, different ideas. I mean, again, these are just proposals.
My opinion of this is, and I've talked with Mr. Tiffin about it, let's build something that people want to see. You know, do people want to come down to the riverfront and see more housing? I mean, I don't think so. I don't know the answer, but my opinion is that. What can we do down there to attract? I mean, like, people were initially not in favor of the Sundial Bridge, I hear. But look at all that one little bridge has done.
Oh, no, that is, or the Sheridan.
Yeah.
We had to fight like hell for the Sheridan. What about things like things that fit into the ambiance down there, like, I don't know, restaurants or things like that, that people as they're walking along this very nice trail and be able to, you know, enjoy the environment, but there might be a little place to eat there. You know,
well,
stuff like that.
I'm thinking restaurants like five-star restaurant.
Well, that's fine. I don't care. But something, we only have one restaurant on the river. That's up at View 202, and they're way up above.
Yeah, I'm totally in favor. But you know what? Not 10 restaurants, but one or two that are, I don't want to say high class, but very well done, great food.
Yeah.
You know, and we got a lot of good restaurants. I mean, my wife and I eat out quite frequently, and we love to eat out. So, yes, I'm in favor of a nice restaurant or two, but not too many. You know, maybe if there's housing, maybe it's a five-story with nice housing. But I'm not in favor of a bunch of apartments, and I'm really not in favor of housing. I don't think housing draws people to see the river. What kind of attractions, and I'm not a real ambiance kind of guy or a creative guy, you know, what can we do down there to bring people? I mean, we're changing the inner parts of the city, and people are starting to come.
Mm-hmm.
Move the Sundial Bridge in Sheridan, people are coming. What can we do to influence people to come, not just in Redding, not just in the county, but maybe they come from Sacramento to see something? People come from all over to see the Sundial Bridge.
Part of the budget thing is cutting a lot of money out of the tourist fund.
Yep.
And was it $1 million out of that?
Well, I think we dropped it. We give them $1 million, and we dropped it $350,000.
Okay. So that brings people in. I mean, how many thousand cars, 80, 90,000 cars pass by our exits every day?
Yeah.
What can we do to pull them off to look at something and make this a hub?
Yeah.
Of stopping here, and then we got the lake, we got the mountains, we've got all these things. And but we've got to have that hook to get them in.
Absolutely.
And the Sundial is one of them, but there's others that I think can be done too. And you're right, you and I need people with more imagination.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, Jack. When we come back, I want to talk about the Planning Commission, because that has a lot to do with the riverfront expansion plan.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back with Mayor Jack Munz.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Redding, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx bull riding event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, High Noon Beef, Vestra Resources, and CNC Pumps.
The Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Events Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to scireading.org. That's scireading.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Hey, you know, it's going to be a nice day, pretty good weekend, so there's plenty of things to do around here besides stay inside. But you know what I have? I have two tickets to the Palisadro Frontier Day Rodeo, Bulls and Bronx, followed by the Jeremy Ryan Band. And let me tell you, Jeremy is one hell of a singer, and his band's great. So I got two tickets here. Now the Palisadro Frontier Day is free. However, the Bulls and Bronx Rodeo and Jeremy Ryan's gonna cost you money. It's like, I don't think $30 or something. So I've got two tickets here to the first person to call 605-4567 and you can score these tickets. And it's gonna be April 12th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Gates open at 4 p.m. for the rodeo and, followed by the band at 8 o'clock. And it's gonna be at Bishop Quinn. In Palisadro. This is the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day. Give me a call, 530-605-4567. I'm here with Mayor Jack Munns. And we've talked about the riverfront plan, but now we're going to talk to the Planning Commission. All of a sudden, this Planning Commission over the last year has taken on its own little set of, deviations. You as the mayor can name whoever you want.
I get to nominate, correct?
On the Planning Commission. Now, it has to be voted on, though.
Correct.
By the City Council.
Yep.
And so you thought it was time to replace Aaron Hatch and Brandy Green.
Correct.
because their terms, they've termed out.
Yep.
Now, they both said they'd like to stay.
Correct.
But, so why the change?
I mean, it's just basically my prerogative. I mean, when Aaron took over, he took somebody else's place. He had no experience, and I don't think Brandy had any experience. And I found two people that I thought would be great in that spot, Josh Johnson and Blake Nance.
Well, we all know Joshua. Joshua's been on the show several times. He's run for city council twice, and he was appointed when Middleton and Parton were they termed out, and he was appointed by I think Tanessa, and we know Joshua, we know him.
Yep.
Who is Aaron? Who is Blake Nance?
Did you read his bio by chance?
No, I you know what? I tried to find it. I don't know where it was at. I looked him up online. I saw he was a lieutenant in the Beverly Hills Police Department, but that's all about all I could find.
Well, you'll like this part. He's a retired Marine. He was in Mogadishu when the Black Hawk went down.
No,
he was a sniper on top of the embassy. So he's got some experience. I think it was 8 years in the Marines.
Okay, so he didn't retire, but he had a tour in the Marines. Okay. Yeah.
And then 20 years at the Beverly Hills PD.
Okay.
And then currently he has clients. He's involved in all the planning for, not all, but most of the planning for Dick Clark Productions. So the BET Awards, the Grammy Awards, Golden Globes. You know, he spends half the year planning with those big events.
There's what does he plan, security, or does he plan putting on the event?
Well, he does the event as well as security. And he's helping.
What did you just say?
Security as well as the event.
The event. Got it.
Dick Clark Productions calls him, according to him, the problem solver.
Okay.
He's got a lot of planning experience, and I just thought he would be a great addition to the Planning Commission.
Okay, so how long has he lived here?
I'm not sure. I think about a year.
Now, most people who have been on the Planning Commission have been here a little bit longer than that. So
that doesn't.
When did you meet him? I mean, you obviously trust him.
Yeah. I met him 4 months ago, maybe.
Okay. So why him as opposed to, say, somebody else that's been around?
I like what he has to offer.
Okay.
Reading his bio, talking to him, just like Josh. You know, even though people are complaining that he's a broker or a real estate guy, I like what he has to offer.
When people say that you've got too many, you know, it's looking like you're loading it up with developers, the Planning Commission.
I'm not loading it up anyway. I've only made two nominations.
Well, I know that, but they're saying that's what they're afraid of, because next year there can be, that's what people are saying.
Well, we were afraid of the Sundial Bridge. We were afraid of Sheraton. There's a lot of things that we were afraid of that don't come to fruition.
Okay, so you're saying you're not loading it with developers now.
I'm not loading with anything. I'm picking the people that I think would do a good job.
Okay, for planning for our future.
Correct.
Here. The Planning Commission they don't have the final say on anything. They just bring in their thoughts.
Most of the time what they say goes is if there's a complaint or something like that, then it comes to us. I mean, there's a couple specific things that come to us, but if they have a subdivision and I think everything goes well and nobody complains, then their word is final.
So, I mean, but when they say, like, okay, we think that, and let's just use Riverfront Plan. Riverfront Plan is fine, it still comes to you.
I think the Riverfront Plan and the.
That comes to you and the other city council.
Yeah.
Right. So why do you think there was pushback on this?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to ask them.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
that's a good answer.
I mean, I picked the two people that I thought would do a great job.
Okay. And two people on the council, Danuka and Reznor, thought that we should keep the people that are on it.
You know,
here's what we can't forget is this is the mayor's prerogative.
Correct.
And we elected the mayor. Well, we elected city councilman as mayor now. And this is your prerogative of who you want to put on this.
I mean, the beautiful thing about the city council is we're five independent people. You know, Aaron votes the way she wants. Paul votes the way he wants. Paul came up and we chatted briefly and I told him, Paul, that's what you're supposed to do. You vote the way you think is right. I can't vote for you. my vote is my vote. My nominations are my nominations. So, and we got a great eclectic group, I think. You know, we have business people, police, and then Paul, you know.
Medical.
Medical, which is hardest for the mental
Real
health.
Real estate.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm enjoying our...
And Tanessa's... Does she still work for the
no.
Dallies?
No.
Okay, so...
So, you know, I don't have any heartache over the vote. My guys are... But I get to bring back now who I want to bring back. And I can bring back the same two people.
The...
But I'm not saying I will. I don't know.
Mike Littow recused himself.
Yes.
And I was trying to figure out why. And I think it was just that... If he recused himself, he knew it wasn't going to go forward, but it would come back again. But I'm not sure. That's something I'll have to ask Mike.
Well, as long as the vote is even or no, it doesn't matter. The vote will come back, and
yeah.
I can nominate the same people. I can nominate two different people. Like you said before, the privilege is mine, or the mayor's, not mine, but the mayor's position.
Yeah, it's the mayor's. I would like to go on record here by saying I never want to be nominated for that job. And if nominated, I will not show up for meetings. So, okay. This is a tough thing. These people spend a lot of time, a lot of hours, just like you all do,
With no pay.
And this is something that's bothered me for a long time. You know, I'm not for, I think parts of city government are really overpaid. I really do. However, the city council who, or the ones that spend the money, the ones that are in there, you get what, $600 a month?
Yep, correct.
Something like that.
Yep.
And I look at the board of supervisors who, to me, aren't working at that level, are making $80,000 a year. So I'm wondering, you know, why the, you know, and you told me, tell the people why you don't think that a raise is a good idea.
Well, for us, the governor signed a law or petition or whatever that we could, certain populations go up to a certain amount. So the population up to 100,000 from like 50 to 100, you could go up to $1,900 a month.
Mm-hmm.
When we voted, I don't know, 6 months ago or whatever it was,
people
are already challenged. I don't want to burden them with, I mean, when it boils down to it, it's like, what do we make, six? So it's like $1,300 a piece. You know, that does add up, but you know, it's a 0.001 in the general fund budget, but still.
Doesn't look good.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense that we would do that when we're challenged. So we voted no. 5-0.
Okay. All right, Jack, what are we going to, I got like 4 minutes left.
Okay.
Right over there. 4 minutes left. What can we look forward to in the next 6 months?
Well, hopefully we'll start getting some progress on the 1% change.
Okay.
We're
going to
get some progress on the rodeo.
Okay.
Grant, or not grant, but the rodeo contract. Hopefully, the specific plan will begin to start moving forward with a more robust, more robust progression, which I like. Downtown's going to be continued to be updated. We got some streets. You know, the challenge with streets, we get TIF money, traffic impact fees. We get some other fees, and hopefully we'll get some more roads a little bit better. Building, we got... It's a secret, but Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon's
what?
Coming in, maybe.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah, warehouse there.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
It's a secret.
Is it a secret?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Well, 10,000 people have just heard that.
Well, it's breaking. It's not in the public, but I hope I'm going to get a text from Barry here right now.
Right now, it's going to come. I wasn't going to tell you what we call them in the Marine Corps, those types of texts, but it's going to be, okay.
It'll be a good
So
thing.
It looks like Amazon's coming then.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, life in Reading is really pretty good. I mean, make no bones about it. We have a great city.
We have a great place here.
Yeah. We got a lot of great attributes. We have a lot of great people. And like I said before, I think our future is bright. We're moving through some challenges.
Yeah.
Every city has them. Everybody in life has them. Are you going to overcome?
We can pull together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we need to do that. Let's pull together and help moving forward.
Absolutely.
Because, okay, I've got 2 minutes.
Go ahead.
What the hell are they doing over here on California Street?
That's a great question.
Caltrans, right?
It's Caltrans. It is Caltrans.
Yeah,
what the hell are they doing?
They're making a bike lane.
Oh, my God. That bike lane's wider than the traffic lanes.
It's a two-way bike lane. Northbound or southbound, northbound. A lot of the money that we're getting from the state and feds comes with
bike lanes.
Strings attached, which are bike lanes. You see them over here.
Well, you know, they're going to do Market Street here. And, I mean, they're taking out sidewalks. I talked to the surveyors.
Yeah,
it's a... I know. I mean, I never see any bikes out there.
It's a challenge. Yeah, exactly.
It's a good place for shopping carts from homeless, but even you don't see those anymore.
Well, you know, my wife and I do Instacart, and we travel the roads continuously all day, and we rarely see bike riders.
Rarely see them. No.
I'm not saying they're not coming, but...
Maybe in 20 years. Yeah. Hey, Blake Nance, if you're listening, you probably are, give me a call. I'd like to meet you. Anybody that maybe have a big part about what happens to our future. You know, you like to get to know him. See, I know Joshua.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know where Joshua is. And Joshua's changed his mind on several things. You know what I mean? And including the rodeo.
But Joshua's a good guy.
He took a look at the stuff on the rodeo, and he backed up off a little bit, and then he came in really strong in support of the rodeo, that lease.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So, hey, Jack, thanks a lot for coming here, and it won't be the last time.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you know what? You answered a lot of questions, and... you told us where we were looking at and the problems that we're facing. And that's all you can really expect from our elected leaders.
Well,
so thanks a lot.
We love this city, and we're glad that hopefully we're doing right by the city.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa joins us. And I do have a couple of questions about cutting 80,000 people out of the VA, impact that may have on veterans care and a few other. Have a great day. It's going to be nice out there, and God bless America.
Well, I won't.
We're on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.